Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Bridge Builder. Over 100 years after the creation of the Alaska Native Brotherhood, a new bridge in Juneau has been named in the honor of the Native organization. But it's not the first. The predecessor to the current bridge was actually designed by a man who has his own unique and interesting ties to the Alaska Native civil rights movement. KTOO's Matt Miller has this profile of a pioneering civil engineer and artist.
On a bright morning recently in Juneau, local politicians, bureaucrats, contractors, and Native leaders celebrated the opening of the new $25 million Brotherhood Bridge.
Well, we are absolutely blessed in having such a beautiful day to celebrate the opening of this bridge.
The new bridge crosses the Mendenhall River, about 4 miles downstream of the Mendenhall Glacier. It's twice the width of the original Brotherhood Bridge that was constructed in 1965 and named in honor of the Alaska Native Brotherhood. That's the Alaska Native Civil Rights Organization created in 1912. The designer of the original bridge was Roy Pradovich, Jr. Pradovich says he never intended to design bridges, he just sort of fell into the profession.
By doing other things that civil engineers don't do, such as digging ditches, working in heavy construction, and just doing some miserable jobs, and I said, I don't want to be doing this all the time.
Pradovich says he was newly married and needed a job after graduating from the University of Washington in 1957. He was hired by the city of Seattle largely because he got an A in bridge design class.
At that time, there were no overpasses, no freeway systems, and we got involved in designing one of the first interchanges, separated interchanges. There's a lot of firsts that we worked on down there. And I found I had a natural leaning toward that.
Shortly after statehood, Pradovich returned to Alaska as the first Native to be registered as a professional civil engineer. He remembers telling his boss, Chief Bridge Engineer Charlie Smith, about his Tlingit background when he started designing the Mendenhall River crossing. That was during the 50th anniversary of the ANB.
Later on, he came back to me and says, you know, we need to do something to celebrate that for the ANB. Maybe we should do something with the bridge. And at that time, it was called the Mendenhall River Bridge, bridge number 737.
It would be known as Brotherhood Bridge, and 10 large bronze medallions commemorating AMB would be installed in the bridge's pedestrian railing. Pradovich says the project allowed him to incorporate his first love, art, into his profession. He found his inspiration in a small medallion he borrowed.
Kind of a dollar, a bronze dollar that was made with that medallion picture on it, only a lot cruder.
He redid the design with the shapes and other form lines seen in Northwest Coast art. Tlingit moieties Eagle and Raven face each other. Both are standing upon a rock that represents A and B. A colleague carved the design into a large plank of yellow cedar, which became the master for the bronze castings. After the Brotherhood Bridge opened in 1965, Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott says he made a particular effort to see it because of what it meant to Alaska Natives and all Alaskans.
It occurred at a time that was very different from today, a time when Alaska's peoples were still coming together.
The bronze medallions were saved when the old bridge was recently dismantled. They were then restored and installed on the railing of the new bridge. But that isn't the only connection that Pradovich has to the Alaska Native Civil Rights Movement. You may think that name is a little familiar. You see, I failed to mention that he was the son of Roy Pradovich Sr. and Elizabeth Pradovich. Yeah, that Elizabeth Pradovich, the president of the Alaska Native Sisterhood, who schooled clueless lawmakers in the Territorial Senate on the segregation, discrimination, and prejudice faced by Alaska Natives. After leaving state service, Roy Pradovich and a friend created a consulting and design firm that later became Pradovich, Nottingham & Drage, or PND.
It's been an interesting career. Then after I retired, I took up art. That's why I did a lot of bronze.
Like this?
Yeah, only much fancier.
Now 81 years old, Pradovich creates art in a studio in Gig Harbor, Washington. His 10-foot bronze sculpture, Flight of the Raven, located at 4th and E Streets in Anchorage, was created to honor his parents, and it tells the story of how Raven brought light to the world. For AK, I'm Matt Miller reporting in Juneau.